Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
In this episode, we talk about three things you should cut out of your life if you are feeling depressed. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are talking about what you should do less of when you are feeling depressed. Now, before we get into the episode, I want to make a very, very clear distinction. There is a difference between feeling depressed and having depression, having like a clinical case of depression. If you have a clinical case of depression, these strategies might help, but they are not in any way a cure. They're not a replacement. Never do anything that somebody on a podcast tells you unless you talk to your doctor first, if you have an actual case of clinical depression. So I just want to make that crystal clear. I'm in no way saying that if you have depression, that these things are going to cure that. They might help, but there's a much bigger scenario going on that I'm just not qualified to speak about. So what I'm referring to when I use the word depression in this episode going forward is the feeling of depression, the like just general sadness and downtrodden experience that most people have from at one point or another throughout their lives, as opposed to the actual clinical diagnosis of depression. So, distinction made, and just wanted to make sure that was clearly stated from the beginning. So, we are talking in this episode about three things to do less of when you are feeling depressed, when you are down, when everything just feels like it's all falling apart and you have these sort of horrible feelings, whether about yourself or the world around you or people around you. Three things that you can do less of that will help you to gain control of your mental state and your mental health again. Now, this episode is based on an answer by a gentleman named Johnny Murphy. He has a Master of Science in Marriage and Family Therapy from Lipscomb University. And he responded to the question, what are three things you should cut out of your life if you were depressed? He's also a musician. His music sounds really, really good. So I'll have a link to that in the description for this episode. Anyway, so three things you can do when you are feeling depressed, feeling down. The first is a big one. And this is the main thing that sort of connected me to this answer. It's masturbation. So hear me out. And this is something I've struggled with in my own life. And if family is listening, this is the time to pause the episode. So oftentimes when you are feeling down, when you are feeling like crap, when you just feel like you're not worth anything and everything around you is terrible and you're a terrible person and you just feel bad about yourself, right? You just want a quick reward. You want a quick pick-me-up. And one of the easiest ways to get that and get those chemicals flooding your brain and feeling good for a moment, a literal moment, is to masturbate and give yourself an orgasm. Now, there is nothing wrong with that. In fact, masturbation is healthy. And I want to make sure that that's crystal clear. Masturbation for both men and women is healthy. The problem is that it doesn't actually solve the problem, right? Like that is the issue. It doesn't actually solve the problem. And Johnny had a really good way of describing this. So I'm just going to quote from his answer here really quickly. So, quote, remember Pavlov's dogs? Well, that conditioning principle applies here too. And real quick, just to explain for anyone listening, the Pavlov dogs thing here is an experiment that a gentleman last name Pavlov, cannot remember his first name, did an experiment with dogs where he rang a bell to condition them to essentially salivate whenever they heard the bell. What he would do is he would ring a bell every single time it was time to eat. He would feed them, and eventually he took away the food and he no longer presented food, but just by ringing the bell, he would cause the dogs to salivate. So it's this conditioning idea that you can tie a specific body response to an external trigger that can then essentially just have that direct connection without the reward being a part of it. So back to the quote. This is your brain's protocol. Hey, how should we cope with these horrible feelings? What's worked in the past? Oh yeah, beating off alone in your room. That made all the bad thoughts go away. It's a bad idea to reward yourself for a behavior that's not inherently rewarding. But what do I mean by inherently rewarding? When you exercise or connect with friends, there's an intrinsic benefit. You feel better because a human need is met, or you feel energized because you witness progress from the activity. But masturbation only serves to give someone immediate pleasure without working for anything. End quote. Okay, so let's break this down. Essentially, the argument Johnny's trying to make here is that when we are feeling bad, we feel sad, we feel upset, we feel depressed, and we turn to the quick response of, if I masturbate and I give myself an orgasm, I'm going to feel better. That in the moment, you do feel better, but it does not long-term give you any kind of progress towards solving the ultimate problem. And so what ends up happening is, just like Pavlov's dogs, you end up getting conditioned to this idea that, hey, if I masturbate, I'm going to feel better. And so you masturbate, you feel better, but then eventually you don't feel better. And so you masturbate again. And that's how you start to sort of get addicted to that behavior, because it's not, as a behavior, inherently rewarding. It's not moving you towards any kind of long-term resolution. It's just solving the problem immediately, and then that's it. And so how this ends up affecting you long-term is that eventually you start feeling bad about the fact that you are masturbating. You start feeling like you need to do it just as this thing to get the bad feelings to go away. But truly, it's not actually causing the bad feelings to go away. And so you start to associate bad feelings with the actual thing. So by doing less of it, by not masturbating, when you feel that depressed feeling, you give yourself the room to think, the space to expand and to look at what could actually solve the problem inherently. What activities might give me some degree of progress towards a solution rather than what's going to solve the problem right this second. And so while masturbation by itself is not a bad thing, it can be a bad thing if you are relying on it to feel better because you feel down about yourself. So that's the first thing, to masturbate less when you have these feelings. Support for today's episode comes from Teladoc Health. College is stressful. There's a ton of work to do. You're away from family, you're broke, and you're dealing with a lot of situations that you've never had to deal with before. So why deal with it all on your own? With Teladoc, a therapist is just a click away on the web or on your phone, with appointments available 7 days per week. You can choose the therapist who best fits your needs, have your visit from wherever you're comfortable, and do it all in a way that has none of the fear or stigma that therapy often has. I recently spoke with Dr. Desreen Dudley, one of the professionals available to you on Teladoc, and here's what she had to say for those of you who might be struggling with your mental health.
I would say don't struggle in silence. Help can be very conveniently located to you, just a click away. You can have an appointment with a therapist, and even if you don't know anything else, you could just start there to get help. That's what I would say.
Ready to get started? Head over to www.tinyleaps.fm/mentalhealth today to get started. That's www.tinyleaps.fm/mentalhealth. www.tinyleaps.fm/mentalhealth. Don't struggle in silence. www.tinyleaps.fm/mentalhealth. Number two is coffee, actually. So I'm a huge coffee drinker. I love it. But it does affect a lot of the parts of you that allow you to generate good, positive feelings long term. So for example, coffee late at night affects your ability to sleep well. Lack of sleep has been shown to cause hormonal imbalances, which then cause depression and cause you to just sort of view things a little bit differently and a little bit more cynical than you probably normally would. And that's caffeine, obviously, late towards the day. But one of the other issues with caffeine, even just early morning, is that it starts to pull away from your body's natural ability to produce the hormones required to wake up and feel energized. And so this is why you hear constantly about people quitting coffee, and over the course of a month, 2 months, 3 months, as their body starts to generate those hormones again, they don't really need it anymore. So now I'm in no way saying, hey, you need to stop drinking coffee. What I'm saying is you need to stop doing it in a way that affects your sleep. You need to stop doing it in a way that is going to hold you back from generating the hormones that you need as a human, just naturally. And you need to consider how it affects you more than we probably do. And then the third thing here is actually, I think, probably the most powerful. And so I'm going to quote Johnny directly here. Number three is avoidant behavior. For change to actually happen, action is necessary. This means we need to employ behavior that is purposeful and not avoidant of the problem. Oftentimes, we need rest and refuge from the world when we're down. So it's completely normal to feel like stepping away from a task or person that's confronted you. Give yourself some compassion and know that you'll need a break every now and then. With that being said, at some point, going for a run, leaving your house to see friends, or getting a new job is just the medicine you need to overcome your problem. Give those feelings an outlet to be expressed. Remember, the emotions you feel, sadness, anger, etc., are real, and that's a fact. But that doesn't mean the messages they tell you are facts. So let's break this down. In order to make change, action is possible, is necessary. In order to move forward in our life, we need to do something. If we are feeling down, we need to do something. Either about the actual thing causing us to feel down, or do something to get ourselves back into a place where we no longer feel down. But when we're in that state, we feel like we just want to wallow in it. We feel like we just want to stay there. And that is avoidant behavior. We are feeling down, and therefore we can't muster the energy to go for a workout or spend time with our friends or leave the room. Or journal, or whatever it is that helps us, right? We feel down and we feel sad, and so we just don't feel like it. But as a result, we're avoiding the problem and therefore making the problem worse. And so, yes, sometimes we feel down and we need to just be kind to ourselves and let ourselves be in that state for a little while, take a rest, take a break. We can't be expected to feel these things and immediately snap out of it. We're not robots. We can't turn those feelings off. But what we do need to do is recognize when we are avoiding it, as opposed to when we are giving ourselves the room, the space to actually confront those feelings and to do something about those feelings. It's okay to feel bad, and it's okay to give yourself the time you need to feel bad, but it's not okay to let yourself stay there because you are avoiding the actual problem. So at some point, you must take action, and it's up to you to muster the courage, because it does require courage. It requires courage to face those dark feelings that you have, but you must muster the courage to move forward. So those are the three things that you can try the next time you feel down and depressed. And remember, there is a difference between feeling depression and being clinically depressed. So I want to make sure that distinction is clear. If you are clinically depressed, these things may or may not help, but you should always, always talk to your doctor, talk to a medical professional who can help you with that. These ideas are for those that feel depressed, feel down about the world, feel down about ourselves. By masturbating less during those moments and using it not as a crutch, but as something that we are doing because we are healthy and because we love ourselves and because it is inherently a healthy thing to do, rather than using it as a crutch to rely on to get that immediate quick hit of endorphins, then it's good to utilize it in one way. It's really not good to utilize it in another. So doing it less when we feel depressed, really considering our intake of coffee and how it affects our sleep and our ability to generate the hormones required to be happy and chipper and all of the things that we typically are in our day-to-day lives. And then three, avoidant behavior. If we can stop just wallowing in our own sadness purely because we want to avoid solving the problem as opposed to because we need it in that moment. If we can give ourselves the space to feel the feelings, but then take action when we need to take action. If we can do those three things, we should start to see a marked improvement in our feelings. So I want to thank Johnny Murphy for his answer to this question. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. I do have links to connect with Johnny in my description and in the show notes for this episode. So definitely reach out to him, say hi, and just let him know that we sent you. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Greg Clunas. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.